This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes and to find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. And if you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Steven Sanchez. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Alisa Ali at WFUV. Alisa, we caught up with Steven after his 2024 album. He came and performed an exclusive show for us at The Bitter End, which was really, really cool. And now he's back with this new album, and he came into the studio this time.
He's actually been to the studio also.
Oh, great.
So he did an FUV live session and a marquee
show. Amazing. So he's back with this new album. Tell me about these new songs, this new project, and your conversation with him.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude, really a real lover, you know? And I mean that, like, he thinks about love on a lot of different levels and on a higher level, really, like not just a romantic love, but also just a love for humankind, you know, just for it being kind of a force to help people connect.
That's nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, he and, you know, the guy's just got an amazing voice. He's got such, I mean, that's why we first fell in love with him. Like everyone else, he put out this video clip, this tiny little video clip on TikTok. It was that song, Till I Found You. And it just blew up, but for a good reason, because he's such a great singer and it was such an evocative song. And we, by the way, have video of that in studio performance. So it was just like so wonderful to hear that voice filling our studio again. And it was just him and his friend. He's a very humble person, Steven. He was saying that he's not a great guitarist, but you know, he plays as much as he can just to get the songs out. So just those two people filled that studio with such sound, and you're going to hear that right now. So the new record, by the way, is called Love, Love, Love. It's the second album, and he's going to play us the title track from it right now, live in Studio A.
Great big world, I've got something to say. Some men believe that love can save, and most men believe that love can change, and those men believe the world is going strong. There's nothing wrong at all. Please look around and see how bad it's gone. I would rather die than hate you. Let the weight of my love break you down to build you up with agape kind of love. No, I would rather die than hate you. Let the weight of my love just break you down to build you up with agape kind of love. Cause we all need someone, yes, someone to care, to be there. It's all the same everywhere. It's just a different language, yes, but everyone's saying, give me love, love, yes, yes. Well, don't fight against your fellow brother, black or white or rainbow colored. We all should try to be a friend. If you love the Lord, I'll love your way. If you wanna change or stay the same, I don't deserve to be mistreated, believe that. I would rather die than hate you. The weight of my love just break you down to build you up with agape kind of love. Cause we all need someone, yes, someone to care, to be there. It's all the same everywhere. It's just a different language, yes, but everyone's saying, give me love, love, give me love, yes. it's just what the world needs. It's just what we all need is love, love, yeah. Need someone, yes, someone to care, to be there. It's all the same everywhere. It's just a, but everyone's saying, give me love, 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 give me love. Just give me love. It's just what the world needs. Just what we all need. Just a little bit of love. Just give me love. Just what the world needs. It's just what we all need. Love, 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 love. It's just what the world needs. It's just what we all need. Love, 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 love. Just what the world needs. It's just what we all need. Love, 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 love.
A live version of Love, Love, Love here in Studio A from Steven Sanchez. That is actually the title track off his new LP, which is his second album. And I'm so glad, Stephen, that you have joined us again here in Studio A. It's so wonderful to see you.
Great
and
to see
it's
you.
So great to get new music from you. Love, love, love that song. And I love, love, love that we even got a little trumpet on it.
Come on, a little trumpet. We love it. We love a trumpet.
You don't need to bring the actual instrument because it's inside of you.
Oh, yeah. It's in there.
It's in there. There's a lot of instruments in there that you don't necessarily need to carry.
Who knows? Yeah, harmonica might be good at
some
point.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
The mouth harp.
Mouth harp.
Yes, exactly.
Why not?
So can you talk to me a little bit about coming up with Love, Love, Love? It definitely is what the world needs now. And I wonder if you took a little inspiration from that classic Burt Bacharach track from the 60s. I think it was Jackie DeShannon who put out that song, What the World Needs. Well, she sang it. She made it popular like back in 65. I would not be surprised if that was one of the records that you found in your grandparents' collection.
I can't say that it was, but
really?
This record definitely, this song in particular, was definitely something I pined over and thought about for months and months before we got into any sort of idea about recording or writing a record. And it was the one song that I talked to a bunch of different producers about and artist friends of mine about and writers about. And it didn't come till much later in the process. You know, we were pretty deep into the album and, you know, writing songs for it. And, you know, the day we actually wrote it, 3 days prior, I was out of the studio because I had like some sort of weird mental break where I just like couldn't write anything. I just couldn't get around writing songs. And I watched this movie Selma, which is like a biopic about Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, then from that, I watched a bunch of videos that were sharing some of his beliefs and about loving your enemy, your neighbor. And then when I went to the studio next day, you know, his perspective on agape love and loving your neighbor and wanting to die instead of hating somebody really struck me in such a way that that song came out more naturally than it ever had, you know, in just a conversation, you know. It was, it was great. It was really exciting to have that song written.
Such an inspiring film. And so you're saying that you were writing in the studio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think normally, do you normally do that? Or like, don't you normally kind of write in your bedroom and then take it to the studio?
100%. I mean, even parts of Love of Love, you know, I was in my fiance's parents' bathroom, you know, taking a shower, and I quickly opened my notes app and started writing down the don't we all just need someone to care, to be there. It's all the same everywhere. It's just a different language. And I thought that was really interesting that it really is this, like, it is a different language, like, throughout our world, but it is agreed upon universally, you know, that love is a very binding thing that brings people together in spite of culture and belief and background. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I like that you're talking about love on this much higher level rather than just, you know, a romance. Although there is romance on the record as well.
Of course. Oh, always is.
Especially since you just got engaged. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So there definitely is a lot of sweet love happening in your life and in the studio. Talk a little bit about this sweet love song. There's such a sweet, sweet music video for it featuring your grandparents, who are really excellent dancers, by the way.
Amazing. Yeah, I never knew my grandma could cut a rug like that. It was pretty crazy to see her at 81 years old.
She's 81?
She's 81, bless
her
heart.
Wow, I would have thought she was
good.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she looks
younger.
Good. Yeah, she was ripping it up. It was really exciting because, you know, my grandpa, he has dementia, and I talked about this before. It just feels like this video was more than just a music video for social content or, you know, just post haphazardly. It feels like for my family, it was something that, you know, we'd get to look back on from years to come and appreciate the fact that their love was the glue for our family and a really inspiring thing that drove us to be better lovers and better partners and definitely in my own life for sure. But yeah.
I almost get choked up thinking about it and watching the video and that scene where your grandma gives you this heart and you hold it to your chest and then you walk away and they're watching you.
Yeah.
And you could see the love they have for you in their eyes. It's just... it's so touching.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you.
That is, yeah. It's a really, really
wonderful. It got me for sure. Like, actually, when we were recording it, I got choked up because I was like, man. Because she, like, she's in it, you know? She's not an actor, you right. know? She's just saying how she feels. So when we were there, she was just like, you know, I love you so much and I'm so proud of you. And, you know, she touched my face and I'm just like, oh my gosh, well, I'm cooked, you know?
Yeah.
And, but she means that stuff. So it's not just a show for her, which is beautiful. And even them dancing isn't even just a show for us. Like, that's really them just dancing together, which yeah. is beautiful.
It's yeah. lovely that you gave them that moment to really kind of just be in their feelings for each other too.
Yeah.
It absolutely. Seemed like a really transporting moment for them. It was cool.
Yeah.
And your granddad has some cool stuff.
He's got lots of cool stuff. I aspire to be just like him. I have a lot of cool stuff at home. I got a jukebox at home and old cars,
too. You have
too.
A jukebox?
Oh, yeah.
You must not live in New York anymore.
No. I live in Nashville, which uh-huh. is a lot easier to have a jukebox and old cars.
That but, checks out.
I mean, he inspired all that stuff, you know? Like, all his old cars didn't work, and some of his jukeboxes worked, and it just evoked this, like, oh, I want that stuff, you know, in a working order so I can enjoy it in real time and, you know, let it break down. Like, my dream is, like, I got this old 60s Rambler, and hopefully at some point it will stop working to the point that it can die in a corner of, you know, land that I own in the future. And I can be like, hey, young little me, your dad drove that car all the time and now it's dead, you know?
And you can go play in it.
And you can go play in it.
And it sounds like a lot of fun. Actually, would love to hear a live version of Sweet Love. Would you play it for us?
Yeah, go for it.
Give up your love. Give up your love. Give up your love, give up your love, yeah. I was afraid for so long, breaking hearts till break of dawn. Hiding behind my guitar in a song, then I found you, boy, I was so wrong. Cause your sweet love, it's got a hold on me now, yeah. And I ain't ever gonna let you go, no, your sweet love. Got a hold on me now. Now I ain't never gonna let you go, no. Do I need saving? Are you the saving sent to set me free from all my misbehaviors? Would you guess that I'd be so invested? Oh, there ain't no having like the way that my heart's in your sweet love's got a hold on me now, yeah. Your sweet love, it's got a hold on me now, yeah. And I ain't ever gonna let you go, no. Your sweet love, your sweet love, your sweet love. There ain't no pleasure in my life without your love. Now that I've had it, baby, I just can't get enough. You're my prayer come true. Can I stay with you? Cause your sweet love's got a hold of me now. Now I ain't ever gonna let you go, no, no, no. Your sweet love, it's got a hold on me now. Now I ain't ever gonna let you go, no, no, no. Your sweet love, it's got a hold on me now. My pretty baby, give me sweet love, your sweet love. I need you, sweet love, honey, now.
A live version of Sweet Love from Stephen Sanchez here on member-supported WFUV. I'm Elise Ali speaking with Stephen. And hey, Stephen, let's give a shout-out to your guitarist friend who...
Brooks Gingenbach, legend. We love that guy. Shout-out, Brooks.
I have to say, the rapport that you two have is... It's are you your best friends? I can tell.
Yeah, he's a dear friend of mine. Really. Yeah.
I can tell the way that you are with each other. And I was wondering, like, why did you bring a guitarist? Because you probably could play those songs on your own. But it's no, you can't.
No way.
Play guitar.
I do play guitar, but usually when I'm in the studio, I don't end up actually playing a lot of this stuff. And Brooks plays a lot better anyway, so it makes sense. I'm kind of like in the same way with a trumpet. I'm coming up with the melody. I'm also doing the same.
You know, I hear
with
you.
With guitars and stuff without actually playing them.
So you really just, you play the guitar because you have to, not necessarily because you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a fraud.
So no, I mean, you're a musician. So you consider yourself a singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a guitarist.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But you can get by.
But I can get by.
You need to know how to play just to make the songs.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The rough sketches. So is that how you come up with the songs when you're just doing like a rough sketch and then you take it to friends and say, help me flesh this out? Because the record itself also very full sound on the record. It's not just acoustic guitar.
I think in the record space, it's very much a, I don't know, it just depends. Sometimes it's like very much, yeah, I wrote this song and it was by myself, and then other times the song is fleshed out, but it doesn't have the right chords to fit the melody that I've recorded on my phone, and then I'm reliant on other people to help me because I'm not the best musician. Like, I didn't finish school or go to school for music or anything like that, and so definitely. And then obviously when the live show comes around, you know, I'm definitely looking to the band to be the better players than I would be, you know, just so I can focus on singing. So
well, you've got an incredible voice. And actually, you did a great live performance for WFUV at the Bitter End. You performed a bunch of songs from your first album, and it was a really cool set. It was a very stripped down set.
Yeah.
And can you talk a little bit about how you perform versus how you record, and then having to do these stripped down sessions and how that sort of informs your future songwriting, if it does at all?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great question. Angel Face felt really easy to translate into a stripped down set because it feels like it's tapping into roots that felt very rockabilly and, I don't know, those early 60s and 50s songwriters. So, I mean, they all started with guitars when they were writing songs, so it felt really easy to tap into that. I think when it comes to love, 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 and thinking about how that translates into the next chapter of music when we do a stripped down set or a live set, I think for me, it's just like, it's made me realize, like, man, I actually much more enjoy writing songs that feel like they can live and exist in just a guitar, you know? And this record doesn't really allow a lot of space for that, to be honest. You know, I think with Angel Face, it felt like it was very locked in to a narrative. And I feel like where people took from that, they were taking from the romantic part of it. Love, 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 it feels like they're taking from the, you know, romantic side. But I feel like even deeper, because there isn't a character in front and it's just myself, maybe there's more to relate to, I guess, which is exciting. So, yeah.
Well, it's cool that you have these new songs to add to your catalog. Do you think the third record will be more narrative driven, or do you have thoughts on how you want to approach, you know, your next project?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's definitely going to be more narrative driven and kind of just like a closing of the chapter in terms of music. Like, I at least for now, I think it's just like a, I think album 3 to me feels like a here it is. Like, this is, I feel satisfied. Like, I think album three to me feels like I want to do every bit of what I believe and feel and want to express in songwriting and in a project and in a story as much as I possibly can. Squeeze that out as much as I can and then just do something else.
Mm, so maybe this could be a trilogy.
You know? Yeah, maybe.
Ah, interesting.
Who knows? But it will definitely be more in that, you know, the space with where Angel Face was very story-driven. This third album, whenever we get there, will definitely be that as well, all for right. sure.
Well, I don't want to rush you.
Yeah.
You take your time because this album, it just came out. So, you know, take your time. This is a brand new record and we need some time to soak it in. And we still love Angel Face as well. And we would love it if you maybe said goodbye by also saying hi with a track from Angel Face. Would you perform that one?
Of course, yeah. Now for your listening ears, here is Hi.
Pull you underneath slumber to the light before the thunder. Tell me, is there any wonder about where we stand? Little honey in the summer fell in love with Hunter. Oh, I can't have this, no I can't. I'm gonna get you so high, it's gonna send you reeling. Baby, gonna feel it, baby, gonna feel it. I'm gonna go down all night, it's gonna get you kneeling. Baby, can you feel this? I'm gonna make you feel this. Couldn't let go of the sound of it. Look how out of pain it's got it. Is it wrong for me to want this? Well, maybe all I do is want it. Yeah, and if I knew that I could have you, don't you know that I'd be glad to show?
That was Steven Sanchez performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Steven for joining us in our studio and to Mercury Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara and Aaron Merriman. Our FUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Olivia Hansen. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV live sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist, band, album, or song. Episodes drop every Monday. Please rate and review the show if you like what you hear so other music lovers can find it. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Alisa Ali.